It probably comes as no surprise that voters are telling the candidates on the campaign trail that the lack of jobs is their biggest concern. Each candidate has their own assessment of the problem and how to address it. Baldwinsville attorney Steve Williams says, unfortunately, the challenge is not new.
We need jobs. We need opportunity. We've been bleeding jobs out of this district for decades. In Onondaga County alone, since 1979, we've lost 33,000 high-paying manufacturing jobs. That's a trend that's been damaging this district for decades.
I believe we need to address the issues of poverty and inequality. All of us are affected when people don't have the opportunities to find work, get work, and grow in their work. When we have 39% of our children living in poverty in this city, that's disgraceful.
I really wanted to help create policies that help people in this district be able to gain employment here locally. You know, when I was in the senator's office, I worked to help bring some federal dollars back, for instance, for a couple of our colleges for training programs for the craft food and beverage industry.
That's Colleen Deacon, who says she's also worked with Senator Kirsten Gillibrand to help fight bad trade deals to retain jobs. We also heard from Syracuse University professor Eric Kingson, who believes Congress needs to close corporate loopholes that make it easier to send jobs overseas. Sophia Morris, WAER News.